Now we will begin with the actual pratikraman ritual or observance of self-reflection. The complete pratikraman is observed in the following steps known as six essentials or avashyaks. Samayik adoption, that is adopting vows of Samayik. Chovisattho or Chaturvimshati Stava, praying to the 24 Tirthankars. Vandana, respecting ascetics. Pratikraman, repentance, confession and forgiveness. Kayotsarg, non-attachment to the body. Pratyakhyan or Pachakhan, taking religious vows. And Samayik conclusion.
First essential, adoption of Samayik. First, a person adopts a vow of Samayik or state of equanimity during the duration of Pratikraman by reciting all the sutras indicated in this section. We begin with Jain prayer to great souls, Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra. Namaskar Mantra, popularly known as Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra, Navkar Mantra or Namokar Mantra, is the most revered prayer in Jainism. It offers obeisance to the five supreme beings known as Panchaparameshtis, namely Arihant, Siddha, Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhus, which includes all monks and nuns of any religion of the world who practice five great vows of conduct. In the first and second sentence, obeisance is offered to the omniscient beings, which are Arihant and Siddha. In the third, fourth and fifth sentences, obeisance is offered to ascetics who are Acharya, Upadhyay and all sadhus and sadhvis of the world. The sutra offers obeisance to the qualities of Panchaparameshtis, not the individuals. The remaining four sentences explain the importance and benefit of these obeisances. There are a total of 108 qualities or attributes of these five supreme beings. The Jain rosary accordingly has 108 beads to signify these attributes. These attributes are as follows. Arihanta have 12, Siddha have 8, Acharya have 36, Upadhyay have 25, and Sadhus have 27, for a total of 108.
Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra. Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayaryanam, Namo Uvajhayanam, Namo Loe Savva Sahunam. Eso Pancha Namukkaro, Savva Pava Panasano, Mangalanam Cha Savvesim, Padmam Havai Mangalam.
Now, a little bit on the meaning of what each one of the Namaskar stands for. Namo Arihantanam is I bow to the Arihantas or Tirthankars who have reached enlightenment by conquering or eliminating all their kashaya or vices such as anger, ego, deceit and greed and inner weaknesses, and those who have attained infinite knowledge, vision, bliss and power and have shown the path to the lay people that brings the cycle of birth, life and death as we know it to an end. Namo Siddhanam. Here we bow to the Siddhas or liberated souls that have attained the state of perfection and immortality after the attainment of Keval Gnan and after completing their current duration of life and thereby achieving total freedom from all karma. This way they have completely ended the cycle of birth, life and death. By destroying all eight types of karmas, Siddhas have acquired eight unique attributes of the soul. These are Ananta Gnan or infinite knowledge, Ananta Darshan or infinite perception, Avyabhad Sukh or eternal happiness, Ananta Charitra or perfect conduct, Akshay Sthiti or immortality, Arupitva or formlessness, Aguru Lagutva or no social status, and Ananta Virya meaning infinite power and energy. Next, Namo Ayaryanam. In this verse, we bow to Acharyas who head the Jain order and who preach the principles of religion by showing us the path of liberation, that is, the path of right conviction, right knowledge and right conduct. Namo Uvajjayanam. In this, we bow to the Upadhyayas, who are the religious scholars and guides of the scriptures. They explain to us the true nature of the soul, karma, and the relationships, and the importance of spiritual life over material life. Namo Loe Savva Sahunam. In this, we bow to all ascetics who strictly follow the five great vows of conduct and inspire us to live a simple life. The five vows that they adhere to are ahimsa or non-violence, satya or truthfulness, asteya or non-stealing, brahmacharya or chastity, and aparigraha or non-possessiveness. Eso panchanamukkaro, meaning, to these five great souls I offer my obeisance. Savva pava panasano, may such obeisance help diminish my violations of vows and sins. Mangalanam cha savvesim. Giving this praise is most auspicious. And finally, paramam havai mangalam. It is so auspicious as to bring inner peace and happiness.
Now to the benedictory verse, Chattari Mangalam Sutra. After praying to the five worshipful personalities, this sutra explains that the Tirthankars, the liberated souls or Siddhas, ascetics, and the religion preached by Tirthankars are very auspicious and divine, and we should take refuge in them.
Chattari Mangalam Sutra. Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Pannato Dhammo Mangalam, Chattari Loguttama, Arihanta Loguttama, Siddha Loguttama, Sahu Loguttama, Kevali Pannato Dhammo Loguttama, Chattari Sharanam Pavajjami, Arihante Sharanam Pavajjami, Siddhe Sharanam Pavajjami, Sahu Sharanam Pavajjami, Kevali Pannata Dhammam Sharanam Pavajjami.
Meaning of the Chattari Mangalam Sutra. These four are the most auspicious in the universe. The Arihantas, the Siddhas, the ascetics, and the religion expounded by the omniscient beings or the Tirthankars. These four are the most divine in the universe. The Arihantas, the Siddhas, the ascetics, and the religion expounded by the omniscient beings. May I take refuge in these four, the Arihantas, the Siddhas, the ascetics, and the religion expounded by the omniscient beings.
Next, we go to Guru Sthapana by reciting the Panchindriya Sutra. Generally, Samayik is performed in presence of a guru or an ascetic. However, in their absence, one places a religious book in front to symbolize the presence of a guru and places rosary, meaning Navkarvadi, on top of the religious book. Now, holding the Mupati in the left hand and extending the right palm towards the scripture, please recite the Panchindriya Sutra.
Panchindriya Sutra. Panchindriya Savarno Tahanavaviha Bambacher Gutti Dharo. Chovya Kasaya Mukko Iya Atharas Gunehim Sanjutto. Panch Mahavai Jutto Panch Vihayar Palan Sammatho. Panch Samiyoti Gutto Chattis Guno Guru Majja.
A quick summary of the 36 qualities of a guru. Control over the five senses. Guru possesses complete control over the pleasures of touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing senses. These are known as the five Indriya Nisheda. Observance, nine stipulations of celibacy. He observes celibacy by following its nine stipulations. These steps provide proper protection to the vow of celibacy known as the nine brahmacharya vad. And the details here are not looking at a person of the opposite gender with a sense of sensual pleasure, not thinking of the past sensual pleasures of one's life, not staying with a person of another gender, not talking about a person of the opposite gender with pleasure, not occupying the seat that was used by a person of the opposite gender for even a short time, not staying nearby where a couple might be staying, not consuming intoxicants such as alcohol or drugs, always eating less than one's hunger, and not decorating the body. Next, avoidance of the four passions. Guru completely avoids the four passions, which are anger, ego, deceit, and greed, thereby having control over the four kashayas. Adherence to the five great vows. He completely follows the five great vows, that of non-violence, truthfulness, non-stealing, celibacy, and non-possessiveness. This is known as following the five Mahavratas. Observance of five spiritual codes of conduct. Observance of fivefold spiritual codes of conduct, which is right conviction or Samyak Darshan, Samyak Gnan, and Samyak Charitra, which is right knowledge and right conduct, followed by right austerities or Samyak Tap, and finally vigor or virya. This is known as following the five achars. Following of the five samitis, alertness and care while walking, speaking, accepting anything, placing or replacing any items, and disposing of human waste and other items are the five samitis where great care has to be followed, and a guru possesses those qualities. Finally, following the three guptis, constraints of the mind, speech, and body, and this is known as following the three guptis.
Observation of Mupatti. The handkerchief or Mupatti is used to cover the mouth or keep it in front of the mouth so that one minimizes hurting of invisible bacteria in the air. The four corners of the Mupatti represent right conviction or faith, right knowledge, right conduct, and self-control. It is folded in such a way that eight layers of material are used to protect invisible bacteria. Some Jains keep it around their mouth while others hold it in the front of their mouth while reciting sutras during samayik or pratikraman. In Jain tradition, every religious activity is supposed to be undertaken with appropriate permission from the guru. Therefore, the aspirant first seeks permission to inspect the Mupatti.
इच्छा कारण संदेश भगवान सामायिक मुहपति पढ़ी ले हूँ पढ़ी ले है इच्छा. Now unfold the मुहपति and make sure
the meaning of the two sentences that were recited about. O forgiving Gurudev, may I have your kind permission to inspect the मुहपति? The guru says, yes, you may. And the aspirant says, I will now do it.
Now, unfold the Mupatti and make sure no insects are trapped in the material. Then, fold it back properly. The one side of the folded portion of the Mupatti has eight layers of material. After folding it, one holds the Mupatti in the right hand and touches the left arm with the Mupatti from fingers to shoulders, indicating acceptance of good qualities or virtues by saying, I accept non-violence, truthfulness, non-stealing, control over sensual pleasures, less attachment towards worldly objects, graciousness, and helping all other living beings. Then the folded Mupatti is swapped in the left hand, and one touches the right arm from shoulder to fingers, indicating the rejection of bad qualities by saying, I reject anger, ego, deceit, greed, jealousy, stealing, violence, attachment to worldly objects, and uncontrollable sensual pleasure.
We now move on to the forgiveness verse of Samayik, which is called Iriyavayaya Sutra. It is very important that we ask for forgiveness and repent for the sins committed by us, either knowingly or unknowingly, before we perform Samayik, Pratikraman, and Chaityavandan. After doing so, we should perform introspection or Kayotsar so as not to commit these sins again. The ritual in which we perform atonement during Samayik is known as Iriyavaya. By recitation of this sutra, a person enumerates the sins that they may have committed in ordinary day-to-day life while moving around. The person repents, apologizes, and asks for forgiveness for those sins.
Iriyavayaya Sutra. Icha karena sandesha bhagavan iriyavayam parikamami icham ichami parikamiyu iriyavayaya virahanaya gamana gamane paan kamane biyak kamane hariyak kamane o sa utinga panaga daga matti makara santana sankamane je me jive virahiya ekendiya beindiya teindiya chaurindiya panchindiya Abhihaya, Vattiya, Lesiya, Sangaiya, Sangatiya, Paryavya, Kilamiya, Uddaviya, Thanao Thanam Sankamiya, Jiviyao Vavroviya, Tasa Michami Dukara.
Which means, while walking, I may have given pain to or crushed living beings such as live animate seeds, live plants, living beings in the dew, living ant hills, living moss, living beings in the water, living beings in the earth, living webs of spiders. I may have harassed or may have crushed all of these. Whatever living beings may have had pain caused by me, living beings with only one sense, the sense of touch, as in the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and plants. Living beings with only two senses, the sense of touch and taste, as in worms and shell creatures. Living beings with three senses, the sense of touch, taste and smell, as in ants. Living beings with four senses, the sense of touch, taste, smell and sight, as in bees, wasps and other flying insects. Living beings with all five senses, the sense of touch, taste, smell, sight and hearing, as in beings of the water like fish, beings of the land, mammals, animals and human, and beings of the sky, for example birds. Whoever may have been struck by me while traveling, whoever I may have covered by dust, whoever I may have been rubbed up against, whoever I may have been forced to collide with, whoever I may have inflicted pain upon, whoever I may have frightened, whoever I may have had pain caused by my touching or tilting them, whoever may have been tormented by being turned entirely upside down, whoever I may have shifted from one place to another, whoever I may have separated from life and made lifeless. May all that be forgiven and may all the suffering I caused knowingly or unknowingly come to an end. May the ignorance in me that caused pain in other living beings come to an end and may they all forgive me.